Track 6, Section 2 continued, Part B covered services, C2D, pages 34 to 40. Preventive service. Cardiovascular behavioral therapy. Medicare covers a cardiovascular behavioral therapy visit one time each year with your primary care doctor or other primary care provider in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office, to help lower your risk for cardiovascular disease. During this visit, your doctor may discuss aspirin use, if appropriate, check your blood pressure, and give you tips on eating well. You pay nothing if your primary care doctor or other health care provider accepts assignment. Preventive service. Cardiovascular disease screenings. These screenings include blood tests for cholesterol, lipid, and triglyceride levels that help detect conditions which may lead to a heart attack or stroke. Medicare covers these screening blood tests once every 5 years. You pay nothing for the tests if the doctor or other health care provider accepts assignment. Caregiver training services. Medicare covers training for your family or unpaid caregiver to learn and develop skills to help you with your treatment plan, like giving medications, personalized care, and more. If your health care provider determines that caregiver training is appropriate for your treatment plan, your caregiver can get individual or group training sessions from a qualified provider without requiring you to be present. These services are available in person and through telehealth. Training must focus on your health goals, and your treatment must require a caregiver's help to succeed. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Preventive service. Cervical and vaginal cancer screenings. Medicare covers pap tests and pelvic exams to check for cervical and vaginal cancers. As part of the pelvic exam, Medicare also covers a clinical breast exam to check for breast cancer. Medicare covers these screening tests once every 24 months in most cases. Medicare covers these screening tests once every 12 months if you're at high risk for cervical or vaginal cancer, or if you're of childbearing age and had an abnormal pap test in the past 36 months. Medicare also covers human papillomavirus, HPV, tests, as part of a pap test, once every 5 years if you're 30 to 65 without HPV symptoms. You pay nothing for the lab pap test, the lab HPV with the pap test specimen collection, and pelvic and breast exams if your doctor or other health care provider accepts assignment. Chemotherapy. Medicare covers chemotherapy in a doctor's office, freestanding clinic, or hospital outpatient setting if you have cancer. You pay a co-payment for chemotherapy in a hospital outpatient setting. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for chemotherapy in a doctor's office or freestanding clinic. The Part B deductible applies. For Part A, covered chemotherapy in an inpatient hospital setting, go to inpatient hospital care on pages 27 to 28. Chiropractic services. Medicare only covers manipulation of the spine to correct a subluxation. When the spinal joints fail to move properly but the contact between the joints remains intact, you pay 20% of the Medicare approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Chronic care management services. If you have two or more serious chronic conditions, like arthritis and diabetes, that you expect to last at least a year, Medicare may pay for a health care provider's help to manage those conditions. This includes a comprehensive care plan that lists your health problems and goals, other providers, medications, community services you have in need, and other health information. It also explains the care you need and how it will be coordinated. If you agree to get this service, your provider will prepare the care plan for you or your family or unpaid caregiver, help you with medication management, provide 24/7 access for urgent care management needs, give you support when you go from one health care setting to another, and help you with other chronic care needs. You pay a monthly fee, and the Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. If you have supplemental insurance, including Medicaid, it may help cover the monthly fee. Chronic pain management and treatment services. Medicare covers monthly services for people living with chronic pain, Persistent or recurring pain lasting longer than 3 months. Services may include pain assessment, medication management, and care coordination and planning. The Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. Clinical research studies. Clinical research studies test how well different types of medical care work and if they're safe, like how well a cancer drug works. For certain clinical research studies, Medicare covers some costs, like office visits and tests. You may pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount, depending on the treatment you get. The Part B deductible may apply. Note, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, original Medicare may cover some costs along with your Medicare Advantage plan. Contact your plan for details about coverage for clinical research studies. Cognitive assessment and care plan services. When you visit your provider, including your yearly wellness visit, they may perform a cognitive assessment to look for signs of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. Signs of cognitive impairment include trouble remembering, learning new things, concentrating, managing finances, and making decisions. Conditions like depression, anxiety, and delirium can also cause confusion, so it's important to understand why you may be having symptoms. Medicare covers a separate visit with a doctor or healthcare provider to do a full review of your cognitive function, establish or confirm a diagnosis like dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and develop a care plan. You can bring someone with you, like a spouse, friend, or caregiver, to help provide information and answer questions. During this visit, the doctor or healthcare provider may perform an exam, talk with you about your medical history, and review your medications. Identify your social supports, including care that your usual caregiver can provide. Create a care plan to help address and manage your symptoms. Help you develop or update your advanced care plan, page 31. Refer you to a specialist, if needed. Help you understand more about community resources, like rehabilitation services, adult day health programs, and support groups. The Part B deductible and coinsurance apply. Some people living with dementia, their family, and unpaid caregivers may be able to get additional support through the Guiding and Improved Dementia Experience model without paying coinsurance. Talk to your provider for more information and to find out if they participate. For more information on covered treatments for Alzheimer's disease, visit Medicare.gov. Preventive service. Colorectal cancer screenings. Medicare covers these screenings to help find precancerous growths or find cancer early, when treatment is most effective. Medicare may cover one or more of these screening tests. Screening colonoscopies. Medicare covers this screening test once every 120 months, or every 24 months if you're at high risk, or 48 months after a previous flexible sigmoidoscopy. There's no minimum age requirement. If you initially have a non-invasive stool-based screening test, fecal occult blood tests, or multi-target stool DNA test, and receive a positive result, Medicare also covers a follow-up colonoscopy as a screening test. You pay nothing for the screening tests if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. Computed tomography, CT, colonography. Medicare covers this screening test once every 24 months if you're 45 or older and at high risk for colorectal cancer. If you aren't at high risk, Medicare covers the test once every 60 months, or 48 months after a previous sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy. You pay nothing if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. Flexible sigmoidoscopies. Medicare covers this test once every 48 months if you're 45 or older, or 120 months after a previous screening colonoscopy if you aren't at high risk. You pay nothing for the test if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. If your doctor finds and removes a polyp or other tissue during the colonoscopy or flexible sigmoidoscopy, you pay 15% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor services. In a hospital outpatient setting, you also pay the hospital 15% coinsurance. The Part B deductible doesn't apply. Fecal occult blood tests. Medicare covers this screening test once every 12 months if you're 45 or older. You pay nothing for the test if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. Multi-target stool DNA in blood-based biomarker tests. Medicare covers these screening tests once every 3 years if you meet all of these conditions. You're between 45 to 85. You show no symptoms of colorectal disease, including, but not limited to, lower gastrointestinal pain, blood in stool, a positive GUEIC fecal occult blood test or fecal immunochemical test. You're at average risk for developing colorectal cancer, meaning you have no personal history of adenomatous polyps, colorectal cancer, or inflammatory bowel disease, including Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. You have no family history of colorectal cancer or adenomatous polyps, familial adenomatous polyposis, or hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer. Multi-target stool DNA tests are at-home lab tests. Blood-based biomarker tests are conducted in a lab. You pay nothing for these tests if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. Continuous positive airway pressure, CPAP, devices and accessories. Medicare may cover 3-month trial of CPAP devices and accessories if you've been diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea. After the trial period, Medicare may continue to cover CPAP devices and accessories if you meet with your doctor in person, and your doctor documents in your medical record that you meet certain conditions and the CPAP is helping you. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for the machine rental and purchase of related supplies, like masks and tubing. The Part B deductible applies. Medicare pays the supplier to rent the machine for 13 months if you've been using it without interruption. After you've rented the machine for 13 months, you'll own it. Note: Medicare may cover a rental or replacement CPAP machine and/or CPAP accessories if you had a CPAP machine before you got Medicare and you meet certain requirements. Preventive service. Counseling to prevent tobacco use and tobacco-caused disease. Medicare covers up to 8 face-to-face visits in a 12-month period if you use tobacco. You pay nothing for the counseling sessions if your doctor or other health provider accepts assignment. Defibrillators. Medicare may cover an implantable cardioverter defibrillator if you've been diagnosed with heart failure. If the surgery takes place in an outpatient setting, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for your doctor services. You also pay a copayment. In most cases, the copayment can't be more than the Part A hospital stay deductible. The Part B deductible applies. Part A covers surgeries to implant defibrillators in an inpatient hospital setting, pages 27 to 28. Preventive service. Depression screening. Medicare covers 1 depression screening per year. The screening must be done in a primary care setting, like a doctor's office, that can provide follow-up treatment and/or referrals. You pay nothing for this screening if your doctor accepts assignment. If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis and would like to talk to a trained crisis counselor, call or text 988, the free and confidential Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can also connect with a counselor through web chat at 988lifeline.org. Diabetes equipment, supplies and therapeutic shoes. Medicare covers insulin pumps and glucose monitors used to measure your blood glucose, blood sugar level, and related supplies including tubing, syringes, and insulin for insulin pump use. If you're using a continuous glucose monitor, Medicare will cover sensors, transmitters, test strips, and lancets. In addition, Medicare covers 1 pair of extra depth or custom molded shoes per year and inserts in shoe modifications for people with specific diabetes-related foot problems. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount if your supplier accepts assignment. The Part B deductible applies. Important: Medicare drug coverage, Part D, may cover insulin you inject yourself, certain medical supplies used to inject insulin, like syringes, disposable pumps, and some oral diabetes drugs. Check with your plan for more information. The cost of a one-month supply of each covered insulin product is capped at $35. Page 88. Similar caps on costs apply for traditional insulin used in Part B covered insulin pumps. Preventive service. Diabetes screenings. Medicare covers up to 2 blood glucose, blood sugar, laboratory test screenings each year if your doctor determines you're at risk for developing diabetes. These screenings may be fasting or non-fasting glucose tests, A1C tests, or other glucose tests approved by Medicare as appropriate. You pay nothing for the test if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment. Preventive service. Diabetes self-management training. Medicare covers diabetes outpatient self-management training to teach you to cope with and manage your diabetes. The program may include tips for eating healthy, being active, monitoring blood glucose, blood sugar, taking prescription drugs, and reducing risks. You must have been diagnosed with diabetes and have a written order from your doctor or other healthcare provider. You may also be eligible for medical nutrition therapy services. Page 45. You pay 20% of the Medicare approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Note: you may be able to get diabetes self-management training from a doctor or other healthcare provider through telehealth. Visit adces.org/program-finder to find certified programs near you. Doctor and other healthcare provider services. Medicare covers medically necessary doctor services, including outpatient services and some inpatient hospital doctor services, and many preventive services. Medicare also covers services you get from other healthcare providers, like physician assistants, nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, clinical social workers, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech-language pathologists, and clinical psychologists. Except for certain preventive services, for which you may pay nothing if your doctor or other healthcare provider accepts assignment, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for most services. The Part B deductible applies. Important: if you haven't received services from your doctor or group practice in the last 3 years, they may consider you a new patient. Check with the doctor or group practice to find out if they're accepting new patients. Drugs. Part B covers a limited number of outpatient prescription drugs, like most injectable and infused drugs when a licensed medical provider gives them. Certain oral anti-cancer drugs and anti-nausea drugs for cancer treatment. Drugs used with some types of durable medical equipment, like a nebulizer or external infusion pump. Intravenous immune globulin for use in the home. FDA-approved pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, medication for HIV prevention. Certain drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting, under very limited circumstances. All renal dialysis drugs and biological products. Page 44. Note: other than the examples above, you pay 100% for most drugs, unless you have Medicare drug coverage, Part D, or other drug coverage. Go to pages 79 to 90 for more information about Medicare drug coverage. For some drugs used with an external infusion pump, and for intravenous immune globulin for use in the home, Medicare may also cover services, like nursing visits, under the home infusion therapy benefit and the intravenous immune globulin benefit. Page 44. Part B also covers certain drugs to treat substance use disorder when a provider administers them in a doctor's office or in an outpatient hospital setting. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for these drugs. The Part B deductible applies. You won't have to pay any co-payments for these services if you get them from a Medicare-enrolled opioid treatment program. Page 47. Doctors and pharmacies must accept assignment for Part B covered drugs, so you should never be asked to pay more than the co-insurance or co-payment for the Part B drug itself. Important: your co-insurance can change depending on your prescription drug's price. You might pay a lower co-insurance for certain Part B covered drugs and biologicals when you get them in a doctor's office or pharmacy, or in a hospital outpatient setting, if their prices have increased higher than the rate of inflation. The specific drugs and potential savings change every quarter. If the Part B covered drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting are part of your outpatient services, you pay a co-payment for the services. Part B doesn't cover self-administered drugs in a hospital outpatient setting. Self-administered drugs are drugs you'd normally take on your own. What you pay for self-administered drugs in a hospital outpatient setting depends on whether you have Medicare drug coverage, Part D, or other drug coverage, and if the hospital's pharmacy is in your drug plan's network. If you have other drug coverage, your drug plan may cover drugs that Part B may not cover. Contact your drug plan to find out what you pay when Part B doesn't cover the drugs you get in a hospital outpatient setting. Durable Medical Equipment, DME. Medicare covers medically necessary items like oxygen and oxygen equipment, walkers, and hospital beds when a Medicare-enrolled doctor or other healthcare provider orders them for use in the home. You must rent most items, but you can also buy some items. Some items become your property after you've made a certain number of rental payments. More expensive equipment, like wheelchairs and hospital beds, become yours after 13 months of rental payments. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. The Part B deductible applies. Make sure your DME suppliers will accept assignment of your Medicare claims. It's important to ask your suppliers if they participate in Medicare or will accept assignment of your claims before you get DME. If suppliers are participating suppliers, they must accept assignment of your claims, which means they can charge you only the Part B deductible and the coinsurance for the Medicare-approved amount. A non-participating provider doesn't have to accept assignment of your claims, but may choose to do so in your case. If DME suppliers aren't participating suppliers or won't accept assignment of your claims, you may be charged additional amounts. For rented DME, make sure the supplier is willing to accept assignment of your claims for all rental months. If the claim isn't assigned, you must pay for the full cost of DME upfront. If this happens, Medicare will pay you later for the amount it covers after your claims have been submitted and processed by Medicare. Electrocardiogram, EKG or ECG, screenings. Medicare covers a routine EKG and/or ECG screening if you get a referral from your doctor or other healthcare provider during your one-time Welcome to Medicare visit, page 54. After you meet the Part B deductible, you pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount. Medicare also covers EKGs or ECGs as diagnostic tests, page 51. You also pay a co-payment if you have the test at a hospital or a hospital-owned clinic.